thought maybe I would also talk about the Rashi that we left with the Hesher Katsula, but I don't think it's time for it today, so we can find it. That I want to talk about is the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Brachos, which is in the Haggadah. Amar Rav Lezman Azayah, Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana Lo Zachisi She'atil Amar Kis Mishayim Balelosh Ad Shadoshim Zema Shema Lamad Tiskar Shem Tzeis Chameres Mishayim Mecha Yecha Yomim Kol Yimecha Yecha Lavi Alelos Chacham Lo Yimim Yimecha Yecha Yelo Mezev Kol Yimecha Yecha Lavi Lelos Mashiach. It's a Mishnah that we're all familiar with. So the way I want to do it is I want to ask two questions and suggest a mahalach for those two questions, and then another two questions and suggest a mahalach for those two questions, and then another two questions and suggest a mahalach maybe for all of the questions. That's the plan. So start with the first two questions. What's the point of the Hagdama Arei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana? Dishlamo, Rabbi Lezman Azariah would have actually been 70 years old. So then I would understand the point of Lakdom is I'm so old, my whole life I've been wondering about this question. Well, Zachisi, all those years. In all those years, I wasn't Zaycha, I'm not like some portion of it, but Bart Nur learns Zachisi means I never was able to persuade my Khaberim. The Rambam learns like the Chisa means I was never Zaycha to find the remes in the Pasuk. I always held this as the emes that the Yitzis Mitzrayim should be Balelim. But like the Chisa, I can never find the Pshat, I can never find the remes Bakosim. So if he was really 70 years old, so I would understand the Hakdama. It took 70 years and I still haven't found the remes. The Maestro Gemara says in Brachas, Chav Ches, that Blazim and Azariah was actually a young man when he was Eilu L'Gdula. But came home, he told his wife they want to make him the Nasi, and his wife said, you know, you're a young guy, you're 18 years old, they're not going to have their affairs for you. So Srachesh Nisa, and his hair turned white. So he wasn't so old, so he had a nace that he looked old. But it was really that, he was really not so old. So what's the point of saying, I look old, and I look so old, and I couldn't find a remez b'kosu, what does that have to do with anything? That's question number one. Question number two is why is this in the Haggadah altogether? Subject of the Mishnah is the mitzvah of skir tzitzis mishayim every day in Kriyat Shema. That's the Mishnah of Brachos. That's what it's talking about. Maskir mitzvah mishayim b'yom u'v'leilos. That's the first line of the Mishnah, which we don't say in the Haggadah. Maskir mitzvah mishayim b'yom u'v'leilos. But the mitzvah of skir tzitzis mishayim is every day and every night. It's not talking about the special mitzvah. We know every day there's a mitzvah of skir tzitzis mishayim. From this pasuk of l'man tizkor kol yimei chayecho, every day. And every night, according to Rabbi Lezman Azariah. Then there's another mitzvah of Sipritzis and Shayim, Lel Pesach. Had a discussion in the Chayim, what's different about the mitzvah of Sipritzis and Shayim, Lel Pesach? Why isn't it included in the mitzvah? It must be something special that we do differently on the night of Pesach. That is Arichus Dvarim, not the topic for now. But be that as it may, the Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, day and night. What in the world does it have to do with the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Go to the first two questions. So, how did these two questions? The first question, what's the Hagdama of Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana? So the Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, Luchayra gives an answer. The Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis, on that Mishnah, in the end of Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, he tells the story of Rabbi Lezman Azariah. The Rambam says, Rabbi Lezman Azariah was talking about an old man. But how did he turn so old? Why did he look so old? The Rambam says, because he learned Torah so hard, pushed himself, he learned, he was a loymed and yogea, leilos v'yom, night and day. So Meroyi gives that Torah, that's how he turned, that's why he looked old. He turned prematurely gray because he was studying so hard. He pushed him, asked him, it's a different story with him, that he was a nace because he became nosi. The Rambam learns that the nace means it was basher, it was bashkocha protus. Not everybody who learns Torah hard becomes prematurely gray. Bless his eye, it's shown. But the nace was not Shalei Kederech HaTev, it had a natural explanation. And that was that he was, as he gave a Torah, Leilis V'yomim, was Mateshus Torah, after it was visible on him that he was prematurely old. So So then the Rambam says, then when the Rambam gets to the end of the Mishnah, so the Rambam says that despite my great hishtadlus in Torah and my great hishabrus in the Chachamim, it was dovek with the other Chachamim, nonetheless I wasn't able to find the Remez because of Tilpin Zayma came along and said what he said. So the Rambam really explains what the connection is between the Mishnah, the preface of the Mishnah, and the end. Well, Ezman Azariah was prematurely was so yogeh b'tayrat that he looked old. So he said, "I already can achieve him shon. I worked so hard. I was so yogeh. I had so much hishtadlus in Torah. And look how old I look. It's all for my hishtadlus in Torah. And despite all that great effort, I wasn't able to find the remez ba kosum." So far, so good. But it's actually strange in the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is here in the. There in Perish Mishnayis, the Lashon Ram is that despite my hishtadlus in Torah and my hischagus in Machachomim, so hishtadlus for Torah, I understand that's going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. I mean, if it's Shivim Shon, I had that happen because I'm like, great, you give a Torah, let's be honest. But hischagus in Machachomim, Mandoch Hashmei, how did that come in? I was so mischagus in Machachomim, where do you see that in Harenik even Shivim Shon? That seems to be just out of left field. So I think the answer is the Rambam Tushit also, because the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah in the end of Parakas, the Rambam has the Nusach of the Haggadah. So in the Rambam's Nusach of the Haggadah, there's one word in this paragraph that we don't have. The Nusach of the Rambam is Omer Lehem Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Harei Nekiv and Shivim Shon. Rambam has the extra word Lehem. Apparently, the Rambam learns that this is connected back to the paragraph before. It was a meister with Rabbi Akiva and Tarfa and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So he was with Rabbi Nebach and they were separate to Yisushai, Kolos de Alaylo. So the Rambam learns, Omer Lehem, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And at that moment, at that night, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting with Achom and Nebach, Omer Lehem, Harei Nekiv and Shivim Shon, and so on and so forth. So the Rambam's Lushitosa, like that's the Hishtite. The Rambam's Lushitosa, even though in the Mishnah doesn't have the story with Nebach. The Maisim Nebach is not mentioned in the Mishnah at all. Nonetheless, apparently Kabbalah is the Bala Haggadah, whoever the Haggadah was composed, they had a Kabbalah. That's when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said this in the context of that secret seems to try and close the alayla. So Rambam learns that all goes into what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Harayini kivin shem mishana. First of all, I had so much hishtadlus in Torah. Look what I look like. Number two, look at my chavrus and achacham. I spent the whole night. Talking with the Chachamim and the emesis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. First of all, he was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. I mean, I thought he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was his Talmud. So why did he go to Bnei Brak to be as if to be Masev? Normally, the Talmud goes to the Rebbe. Here, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went to his Talmud to be to spend this to say the night by him, because that's where the Kibbutz Chachamim were. That's where the Chachamim of the were sitting. And he had a greatest chabris in the chacham. He wanted to spend the night talking with the chacham. And moreover, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the emes holds that Korban Pesach and Pesachim point out. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the one who holds that the zman of the Korban Pesach is only till chatzos. According to his sheet, he didn't have to stay up the whole night because he could have gone to bed at 12 o'clock. By him, the mitzvah of Sipur Tzivos and Shayin was over already at 12 o'clock. But the claim is over. Everything's over. So what was he doing? But the chacham were talking. And he had his chavrus in the chacham. He wanted to talk with the chacham about the tzitzis Mitzrayim and learning dashing the psukim. And so, and despite all of that, despite this whole night that he spent with his from a lifetime of this chavrus in the chacham, on top of which he was given shivim shana, he had all of this hishtadlus b'tayr. And nonetheless, he said, "Well, zechisi shetiyomi tzitzis Mitzrayim ba'leilis." And it could be at the simplest level, that's why this story is in the Haggadah, because it's a hemshich of the ma'aser before of Mesumah b'Neva. The Haggadah brings the story that they were Mesumah b'Neva, the Holy Mesapim, and Tzitzis Chaim, Veloy Seh Laila. That's a hemshich to that, Kulon HaChachomim, Kulon HaVainim, and so on. And the end of the story was, Amr Lemer, Blazer Menazai, Inechamr, Blazer Menazai was talking about Skiris, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and Kriyashma. But that's just a hemshich, that's the seum of the Maisu of the Chachomim b'Neva. That's how it found its way into the Haggadah. Okay, so that's perhaps the Mahalat for these two Lukashim. What's the Hakdama? Kiven Shivim Shona. And secondly, why is it in the Haggadah? I have another two questions. It seems that the Chacham held that since it says Kol Yemei Chayecho, The Chacham held Kol Yemei Chayech was mashma yomim and not leilas. The Bezman and I also, Til Ben Zayin came and showed him the Rebbe, said that Kol is an extra word. He also thought Kol Yemei Chayech of Pshuta Shemikra is mashma yomim and leilas. So the there's a Sefer Hamei Leilam. Who's the big Mitzvah Shigayim? Interesting. He has a kasha. Is why is Kol Yemei Chayech mashma yomim and leilas? By Odom Rishon, by the Klola, it says Vitzomen Techlena Kol Yemei Chayech. By the Nochash, it says Va'ofa Techal Kol Yemei Chayech. Did ever go on anybody say it's Yomim V'Lei Leilich? There's no Klola of Odom Rishon by Leilich. By the Kol Yemei Chayech, that means Kol Yemei Chayech, all the days of your life. We're about a Shuta Shunit, could include the night as well. So why did the Chachamim think over here that Kol Yemei Chayech should be Yomim and not Leilich? Even if Lezim Adetaya would have thought the way. We're looking for a Pasuk to find to say otherwise. Where's the mashmais here that it's Yom Kippur? And then there's another question, maybe more acute question. The beginning of the pasuk of Lamad Tisker Zion Teis Chon Eretz Mitzrayim, the pasuk says V'zavachta Pesach V'yachal Kishon, and it says Shivus Yom Teichol Matzis, and then it says Lamad Tisker Zion Teis Chon Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayav. So the pasuk is talking Pshut Shul Mikro. The pasuk is talking about the Seder Night. You eat Kol Pesach, and you eat Matzah. And in fact, Rashi in that pasuk says, "Leman tiskos yom teischem eretz mishayim." Says Rashi, "Ali the achilas haPesach v'amatzah atzeicher." That Leman tiskos is going on the Pesach and the Matzah. You should eat Pesach and you should eat Matzah. Leman tiskos yom teischem eretz mishayim. So Pshut Yisrael talking about the Seder now. So how did this come to be a pasuk? But the Mishnah Bracha says that this is the pasuk for Spirit to Spiras Yitzias Mishayim in creation every single day. So that's not fair. Shabbos, Shuta Shul Mikra, why is talking about the Pesach and the Matzah? But since it says at the end of the day, it says Kol Yemei Chayecha, all the days of your life. It's not all the day of Pesach. Say tonight, it's not all the days of your life. So Mela, Chazal understood that there's another meaning here as well. That it's not only referring to the Korban Pesach and the Matzah. It's referring to them too. But it's also Meramis that there's a mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias and Shraim every single day. So that's by itself not a problem. What seems strange is that Chachom held that it's a mitzvah only by day and not by night. This pasuk of Kol Yemei Chayecha, it's only marbe yomim v'lei leilas. But the Pshuta Shel Mikra is talking about Pesach and Matzah. Pesach by Hasa and Matzah is by night. So even if we're marbe, it's not only the Pesach and Matzah. Kol Yemei Chayecha, not only now, but the rest of the year also. But the Mecha Pesach say the rest of the year only by day and not by night. Rather than now, it's by night. And on that, the pasuk says, "Matzis kosein cheshchem eretz yisrael." But it says in pasuk that by achilas haPesach and matzah, when we remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's a kiyum of "Matzis kosein cheshchem eretz yisrael kol yemei chayecha." But it's the leilas. So you see that the leilas are included. How can the chacham hold yomim v'lo leilas? So here I thought maybe we could also say a mahalach for these questions as follows. Saying that another Yochel Mir Shchedish, Hamalayim Rabayimu, Ibayim Bahu, Yochel Mibayim, Hamalayim Rabbezer. It seems there's a halachah that Sipri Tzis Mizrayim should start by Rosh Chodesh. Why should I have thought that Sipri Tzis Mizrayim should start by Rosh Chodesh? And it's just a muscle. We don't find anywhere a chadal that should say that Yochel should take a lulu of me Rosh Chodesh, Mir Shishan. No, it only starts on Sukkot. Mechatesi, you start before. The Torah says, whenever the Torah says, you start. That's when the Torah says, the first day of Sukkot, you have to, and it's going on Sukkot, it's going on Chamisho Sukkot. So we don't find, a Yochel, maybe take a little of Hanukkah, no, it's in Sukkot. But here all of a sudden we have Havamin, the Chazal to speak out. Yochel, maybe Sipri Tzis and Shayim. Maybe the mitzvah is really your Meiros Chodesh. Hamalayim Rabayimu. Pshat is, Pashu Pshat. The cycle of the Chadoshim, we have such a strange thing. The Chadoshim start with Nisan. The year starts in Tishrei, and the Chadoshim start in Nisan. I don't know if there's a calendar in the world that works that way. The first month of the year is not at the beginning of the year. So, what's Sam the Pshat? It's such a bizarre thing. The Pshat is Pashu. That the cycle of the Chadoshim is really the cycle of the Mayadim. The Chadoshim are there for the sake of the Mayadim. That's their function. The reason why we have Chadoshim is in order to have Mayadim. It's about the Pasuk. Pasuk says in Ma'aseh Bereishis, when it talks about Tfilas HaMa'ariv, Tfilas HaMa'ariv, it says, V'hoyu lo'isus u'l'mayadim u'l'yomim v'shonim. How come it doesn't say Chadashim? And the sun, the moon, there'll be a simon, there'll be Isis. Isis are like special events, eclipses and stuff. And then it says Be'adim and Yonim and Shonim. Without the sun and moon, we wouldn't have Yonim, we wouldn't have Shonim, we wouldn't have Me'adim. What happened to Chadashim? The answer is Chadashim isn't Me'adim, it's Chadashim. That's why we have Chadashim. Why else we need to have Chadashim? Shonim we need is halachas of Shonim, and we need, but Chadashim, what halachas do we have from the Chadashim? We have chadashim for the sake of the Me'adim. The cycle of Me'adim starts with Pesach. Pesach goes through Yitzis Mitzrayim. We go out of Mitzrayim, then we have Matan Torah, then we go through the Midbar with the Sukkot. So the Shmini Atzeres is the end of the journey from there to Israel. The cycle of Me'adim starts with Pesach. So the Yom, the Chodesh of Pesach is the first Chodesh, because that's where the Me'adim begin. The chadashim are there for the chadashim of the superstructure for the Me'adim. I think that's the pshat. That we say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. The Gemara asks in Brochus, in the seventh parak, says, "How can some Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim is a Chasima B'Tarfi? We have a rule: Ein Chayis Mivishayim." Can't have the Chasima mentions two different things. Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim is two different things. The Gemara says, "No, it's one thing. Yisrael v'Kachinu l'Hazmanim. We're Mekadosh the Yovi v'Yom Tovim. How are we Mekadosh the Yom Tovim? Because we're Mekadosh the Chayish. So it always bothers me. That means we create the Kedushas Yom Tov. We determine what the date is. If you didn't have a chuf, there would be no calendar. You wouldn't know when Pesach is. But that doesn't mean that we made Pesach." Because we declare Yishchaydish Nisan, that's called that we made the Kedushas of Pesach. The Gemara, the Yishalmi says, the famous Yishalmi, that based on Kiddush HaChaydish could also be Nafkaminis in physiology, like a Baski Mulshonim. So a girl's halachas happen when a girl becomes a Baski Mulshonim, physical halachas. So the Yishalmi says, and what if Pesach was Mekadosh, was Ma'abah the Chaydish, so she's going to be 3 years old a month later, so that means the physics, the biology changed? The Gemara says, yes. However, when we're Mekadosh the Chadoshim, so that determines the biology. So that means we made her into the, we were Mechel the Gimel Shonim. We were Mechel the Gimel Shonim. We were Mekadosh the Chadoshim. There's a fallout. You know, whenever we determine something, so there's fallout. That doesn't mean that we made that happen. We didn't make her into a Bas Gimel Shonim. Here, so we made the Chadoshim. That means that we made the Moedim. It means we were Mekadosh the Me'adim. I need a better muscle here, but the answer is yes, because the Chadoshim are for the Me'adim. That is the Kedushas HaMoedim is the backdrop for Kedushas. The Me'adim are hung on to the Chadoshim. That's the purpose of the Chadoshim. When we're Mekadosh the Chadoshim, that in a way is being Mekadosh the Me'adim, because that's what without the Me'adim there would be no reason for Chadoshim. It wouldn't exist. The Chadoshim are there for the Me'adim. So when we're Mekadosh the Chadoshim, we're talking Mekadosh the Me'adim. So the cycle of the Chadoshim, the point is that the cycle of the Chadoshim starts with the Chodesh Nisan, because the cycle of the Me'adim starts with Pesach. And that cycle really begins with the Chodesh Nisan. So in Mela, that's the Yochel Me'ish Chodesh. Yochel Me'ish Chodesh, because that's the beginning of the cycle of the Me'adim. So maybe the cycle of the Me'adim is the cycle of Tzitz Mitzrayim. That's what all the Me'adim is there for Tzitz Mitzrayim. Because we relive every year through the Me'adim. We relive the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim with the Midbar, with the whole till the end. We relive that every single year, and that starts in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So Yochel Me'Rosh Chodesh, I would have thought Rosh Chodesh, which we already start with the Sifrit Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Sifrit Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The way it is, Lela Seder, that mitzvah, you got it to live in Chush, it's already with Rosh Chodesh. Talmud Leimer, by Yom Ruh, Bab Rezeh, and so on and so forth. But no, the actual Sifrit Tzitzis Mitzrayim we do by the Seder, with the special halachas of Sifrit Tzitzis Mitzrayim. But although the Sifrit of Yigadah to Levinch is only Pesach night, but Schir Tzitzis Mitzrayim is talked every single day. But it's mistaber, it's mistaber perhaps, that the mitzvah that we have every single day of Schir Tzitzis Mitzrayim is because we're in the cycle of the Chadoshim. Because we have the mitzvah of Schir Tzitzis Mitzrayim because we're connected with Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So Pesach by night is a special, strong connection. That we're going out of Mitzrayim tonight. That's a special mitzvah. But even the rest of the year, we're not disconnected from Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the whole year through, we're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Chadoshim, through the cycle of the Chadoshim. Through the Siyachalim, it starts with the Chodesh Nisan. It goes till the end of the year, and it starts again with the next Chodesh Nisan. That's how we're able to have Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day, because we're plugged into Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Chadoshim, because we're always holding in the Chadoshim. Maybe you could say The Chadoshim, the minion of the Chadoshim is primarily by day, based on the Makabes the Chodesh by day. And the Zalocha, Ma'ariv, if you get Yalav Yovah, you don't have to go back, because the Chodesh really starts by day. The minion of the Chadoshim is in the Yom, not in the Leilos. Even the Leil, the night before, it would say early Adalit by Tin Zachon. It's early Adalit, really Adalit the next day. The night before is early Adalit. So I would have thought, Schir Tzitzis Messiah every day should be by Yom. The Iker Minyan HaChadoshim is by day, so maybe that's a reason why Schira Tzitzis Mitzrayim should only be by day. So I need to read with it by Laila as well. Oh, so that's the answer to the other question also. That's why I would have a half me if it's only by day and not by night. And then we asked, I'd asked before, but the pasuk itself is a vachta pesach, shivish yom, toichal matzah, is talking by night. So that pasuk is talking by night. So how can there be a havamina that's clear that the pasuk of l'man tiskar, that very pasuk, l'man tiskar, so we're marbe the rest of the year. But how can it be that we're only marbe by the day and not the night? The chacham hold only marbe the day and the night and not the night. Pesach and matzah is by night, and the pasuk is talking by pesach and matzah also. The answer is, of course, because Pesach and Matzah, Pesach by night, by the Seder, so of course we're connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Pesach and the Matzah. Hagufa, Peshoshish, Pesach, Matzah, Munachim, Lefanecha, of course you can have Sefiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the rest of the year, we're only connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim through the Chadoshim, through the minion of the Chadoshim. So I would have thought, minion of Chadoshim, that's primarily by day, that's not by night. There, and that's Taka of the Chacham Mol. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, it's even by night, not only by day. So maybe that would be mahala for those two questions. Then I have another two questions. This Mishnah says, "Tomas schiris itzias nshayim, maskirim itzias nshayim, baleilois amar belezem and azaria reinikav and shivim shana sowin schiris itzias nshayim." According to Chum is every day, and according to Rav Lezman Azariah it's by day and by night. Do we pass him, or the Rama pass him, like Rav Lezman Azariah, Takas, Kiris, Tzitzis Mashayim is every day and every night. So where exactly do we have Kiris, Tzitzis Mashayim? When do we do it? When do we do this mitzvah of Kiris, Tzitzis Mashayim? What's the mitzvah talking about? So Rashi says that it's talking about Parshas Tzitzis. We do it, that's why we have Parshas Tzitzis in Kriya Shema. It doesn't say the reason why we have Parshat Tzitzis is for the mitzvah of Tzchiras, Tzitzias, Mitzrayim. And the Rambam writes that way as well. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis, Afal pi she'ein mitzvah tzitzis neheges b'layla. We don't wear tzitzis at night, or at least not in a beged layla. Koyin oisah b'layla, still we read Parshat Tzitzis b'layla. Meshiyesh b'zichron yitzias Mitzrayim. Mitzvah lahaski yitzias Mitzrayim b'yoyim u'b'layla. Rashi and the Rambam more barichos both say that the schiras and tzitzis that we're talking about is parshas tzitzis. So the Shagisari in Siman Tes says he thinks that it's not true. He thinks that's not true. That's not the schiras and tzitzis is not parshas tzitzis. The Zrai is from the Gemara. The Gemara brachos in Daf Yudalid says Omer Rav. The Arvis lo yaschem. You shouldn't start Parshas Tzitzis. You shouldn't say Parshas Tzitzis. But there's no Tzitzis Balayla. You should just go straight after Vayom Shemaya. You should go straight. It's what we nusach exactly. Whereas if you're not going to say Parshas Tzitzis, how are you going to get to Emes Emunah? You can't say Emes Emunah. Emes Emunah is connected to the words Emes Emunah. You have to link back to Hashem Elokeichem Emes. You're not going to have that. So how are you going to? So the Moras is a different nusach. Loidim and Achna L'chod, they took us out of Mitzrayim, and you call us Yom B'Shayim Aloch, and then you go into the rest of the bracha But Kamen Rav said, by night you don't have to have Parshas Tzitzis. You have Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. You say Loidim and Achna L'chod, they took us out of Mitzrayim, and you call us and so on. But you don't have to have Parshas Tzitzis. Then Hischil, when you did start Parshas Tzitzis, you don't stop in the middle, then you finish it all. Then the Gemara says that in B'Marova. Their minhag was that they would begin by Dabra Hashem El Moshe Leimer, Dabra El Bnei Yisrael, Vi'amarta Leim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes V'emunah V'tzor. Everything in the middle they would skip. Presumably because Tzitzis is not Ari B'layla for the same reason. But they would start and they would end. They would have the beginning and the end, but the whole middle they would skip. The Rashba asks, how can you do that? If it means they only say after Pesach. By Dabar Shem Amayshu Leimor, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, via Marta Leim, the end of the Pesach is also Leim Tzitzis. That's, you're stopping in the middle of a Pesach. How can you stop in the middle of a Pesach? The Rashba remains by Akasha. The Shita Mekubetzis answers that this is actually, these two Pesachim, by Dabar Shem Amayshu Leimor, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, via Marta Leim, Ani Hashem Elokechem, is actually Pesachim, two Pesachim in Achrei Mos. For the beginning of the parasha of the Arayas. So it's not like these Pesukim don't exist. They exist as they exist somewhere else in the Chumash. But presumably, even B'Marova, they weren't saying it for Parshas Arayas. They were saying it as the beginning and the end of Parshas Tzitzis, because that's the Nusach of Kriyashma, but they didn't say the middle, because the whole middle is Parshas Tzitzis. Parshas Tzitzis. Tzitzis, you don't have B'nai. So we say the beginning, we say the end, then we go to Hashem Elokechem Emes, and Emes Vemuna, and so on. But again, both according to Rav and according to the minhag of Bnei Marova, they did not say Tzitzis by night, and they did not say Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim in Parshas Tzitzis, only in Emes Emunah. Then the Gemara says, Omer Abaye, what do we do? So I said, since in Marova they start Parshas Tzitzis, so we also start. And since Rav said, once you start, you finish, so we finish too. But even Abaye says that the Halacha L'Maaseh said, we do say the whole Parshas Tzitzis, but Abaye's Mashma, not because really, maybe we wouldn't. But since the Marova they started, and since Rav said once you start, you should already say the whole thing. So that's already what we do. Whatever that means, that's already what we do. Al Kaponim, Ben LeRav, Ben the Bnei Marova comes out that by Ma'ariv there was no the Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim was not in Parshas Tzitzis at all, and they were Mekayim Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the Brach of Emes Ben Munah. Therefore, says the Shagas Ayah, that Parshas Tzitzis is not there for Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Araya, Meir, half the time, according to Rav and according to Bnei Marova, half the time you're not Mekayim Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with Parshas Tzitzis, you're Mekayim with the Bracha of Emes Emunah. I mean, even though we do say Parshas Tzitzis, but you see from Abaye that we only say it because whatever this means, since Bnei Marova they started, so we finish, and well, since Bnei Marova they started, so we start, and since Rav says if you start, then you already say the whole thing. Feel like we get ourselves stuck in this track that we can't get off. We can't get off in the middle of the station. But really, it'll be make sense not to say Parshas Tzitzis at all. Sif says the Shagas Ayi, thinks that when the Mishnah it says Maskirim Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleila, it does not mean Parshas Tzitzis. It means Emes Emunah or Emes V'yatziv in the morning. This does not have to be Parshas Tzitzis. So why in the morning do we say Parshas Tzitzis? So he points you to a different Gemara. The Gemara says in Dafi Beis that the Gemara Dafi Beis says Parshas Tzitzis from Bnei Makabua. Why were they misaken Parshas Tzitzis in davening? So the Gemara says Omer Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva Meshiyesh B'Shisha Dvarim, because it has six nice things: Mitzvah Tzitzis and Yitzis Mitzrayim, Taka Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Oil Mitzvahs and the Asminim. And here Avera was Surah Avakum Echavinayim, and here Avera Zor. Avakum is here Avera Zor, and Echavinayim is here Avera, here Arayah. So this is a very rich Pasha, so they were Masakhet in Kriyasma. Yeah, and that includes Taka Pashas Yitzias Mitzrayim. But only Yitzias Mitzrayim is one of the six things that it's a nice thing to say Pashas Tzitzis. When is Tzitzis? By night, by day. By night you don't have Tzitzis, so we have to say it. It's not necessary for Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So when the Mishnah says Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't necessarily have to be fulfilled through Pashas Tzitzis. By Ma'ariv Taka, all things being equal, it wouldn't be. According to Rav, according to Bnei Marova, we wouldn't even do Pashas Tzitzis for that. Yes, so it's a kasha on Rashi, but even more, it's a kasha on the Ram. Because the Ram seems to be very emphatic that the reason why we say Parshas Tzitzis, that's what the Ram writes. The Ram says that the reason why we say Parshas Tzitzis by night is because mitzvah lehaskir Tzitzis Mitzrayim by Yom HaLayel. What are you talking about? The Bnei Marova didn't. And we also wouldn't, except that we start off like the Bnei Marova and then we're stuck. But really, we wouldn't necessarily say Parshas Tzitzis. How can the Ram write that the reason why we say Parshas Tzitzis by night is because mitzvah lehaskir Tzitzis Mitzrayim by Yom HaLayel? That's the kasha of the Shagasai, they have a chelik on their own. That's question number five, I guess. Question number six is that the Rambam leaves out the mitzvah of Sefiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim entirely from Tayag mitzvahs. Not Pesach night. Pesach night he has. You got it to the Vincha that he has. But the mitzvah of Sefiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim every day does not appear in the Sefer HaMitzvah. It's not a derabbanan because the Ram said the Ferish mitzvah lehaskir. We saw the Ram Hilchos Tzitzis. The Ram says mitzvah lehaskir Tzitzis Mitzrayim b'yom u'b'layla. The Ram does seem to have it as a mitzvah, but it's not in the minion of the Tayag mitzvah. So that's the idea of the kasha. Why was the Ram mashmit the mitzvah of Yitzis Mitzrayim from the Tayag mitzvahs. So there's a teretz from Rav Moshe Salovich. I've heard it in the B'Shem Rav Chaim, and I've heard it B'Shem Rav Moshe Salovich. The Rav, one of the Yotzei Joshes, brings it, I think, B'Shem Rav Moshe. Starts Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Salovich said, he addressed it the last time. Why would the Rambam mashmit the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim from the Tayag mitzvahs? It does seem to be a mitzvah. He answers, behektim, that really the Rambam is altogether difficult. Because the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, very strange. The Rambam says, Pamayim b'chol yoyim, this is the beginning of Hilchos, sorry, the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Rambam was right before Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, some of it I read to you, but I'll read it to you from the beginning. Pamayim b'chol yoyim koyrim Kriyas Shema be'erev u'babayker. Shenemar u'b'shoch b'chol u'b'kumecho. Etc. etc. Umaru koyrim. What does he read? So the Rambam starts off with the mitzvah derayis of Kriyas Shema b'shoch b'chol u'b'kumecho. And what is Kriyas Shema? What do you read when you say Kriyas Shema? Shloshe parshiyos elu. Shema v'hoyim shemaya v'vayarim. Makdim and liquids pass Shema, Meshish, Yesh, Boyichod Hashem, Babosli, with Talmudo, Shuiker Hagodo, Shakotolaboy, the Acharel Voyim Shemaya, Shesh, but Sibuy al Shakola Mitzvahs. The Achaka Pasha Sitzes, Shakami Yesh, but Shiras Kola Mitzvahs. The Achal Pisha Emitz, Sitzes Negas Balilo, Kurnes of Balilo, with Ne, Shayeshma, Zichro, Yitzias Mitzrayim, who mitzvah, Lahas, Yitzias Mitzrayim, again, Balilo, Shenem, Lamatis, Kosheim, Tesco, Meritz, I'm calling Mechayacha, but Kriya Sholos Pasha Sevo, I say, there's a Yenikus Kriya. So Ram seems to be talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Deraisa. If there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Deraisa, Pamayim B'chalyayim, B'shoch B'chol B'kumecha, and Ma'u Kayri, what do you read when you say Kriyas Shema? Three parshas, V'hafta, V'olim Shemaya, the parshas Tzitzis, that has Zichron in Kola Mitzvahs, the reason why it's Chatham is called Tzvoisei, and has Kriyas Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and even though Tzitzis is only by Yom, but mitzvah l'has Kriyas Tzitzis Mitzrayim by Yom of Alayla. The Sholosh parshas Tzitzis Eloheim and Ukraim Kriyas Shema. So you read the whole thing together, it sounds very clearly in the Ram. The Ram is talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Deraisa. It's the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Deraisa is Sholosh Parshas. And what about the last Parsha? Why do you have the last Parsha? No Tzitzis Balayla. How's the Tzitzis Tzitzis Mitzrayim? L'chayrit, even if, forget the Ram that he left out the minion of it, he left out Tzitzis Tzitzis Mitzrayim from the minion of mitzvahs. It's a different mitzvah. Tzitzis Tzitzis Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, L'mam Tzitzkar. It's not the mitzvah, B'shoch B'chov Kumech. It doesn't say in Parsha Tzitzis B'shoch B'chov Kumech. So the Rambam should say Kriya Shema, the mitzvah, the Raisa to read Shema and Volume Shema. Shema v'shoch b'chol kumecha. There's a different mitzvah, the Raisa to read Parshas Tzitzis because Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Yeah, and Chazal, in their wisdom, for some inscrutable reason, decided to put it all together, and they put the mitzvah of Kriya Shema together with the mitzvah of Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. They put it all together one after the other in davening, but it's two different things. Rambam makes it sound like it's all one thing. This is mitzvah Kriyas Shema v'yom v'alayla sholosh parshas Elohim and Nikraim Kriyas Shema. So hi, Mike. Said Rav Moshe Salovich. And apparently the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Schiras Tzias Mitzrayim is not just to be Zerchi Tzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of Schiras Tzias Mitzrayim is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Hamayim through Schiras Tzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's really subsumed in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. The mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is the mitzvah of Kabbalas Malchus Hamayim. That's because I'll say many times. And Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not a separate mitzvah. Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is part of the Kabbalas Malchus Hamayim. Kabbalas Malchus Hamayim has to include Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. He points to the pasuk. The pasuk in Parshas Tzitzis, with which we are zeicher Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Liyos Lachem Lelokim. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah by Malchus, Yechaynish Nishayik, which means Minayin Shoyim Malchus. Shenemar Ani Hashem Elokeichem Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Liyos Lachem Lelokim means Malchus. It means Malchus Shemayim. So in the Pasuk itself it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Why? And this is the Pasuk of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's the pasuk with which we do Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim. In order that you should be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So Rav Moshe, therefore, that's why the Rambam left out Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim from the minyan mitzvahs. Avad is a mitzvah deraisa, but not a separate mitzvah deraisa than the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. It's part of, it's a prat in the mitzvah deraisa of Kriyas Shema, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, includes that it should be through, should include in it also Spirits of Mitzrayim, and in particular Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim through Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why the Rambam says that they chose that for the Parsha of Tzitzis, because it has Chiras Kol HaMitzvos and Spirits of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not two different things. It's one thing. Through Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're Mekabel Lo Olam Mitzvos. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be Zerich Yitzias Mitzrayim, and through Zerich Yitzias Mitzrayim, to be Mekabel Olam Mitzvos. So Mela, they chose that for the parasha of Tzitzis in order to be Mekayimus. Hatkan from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. I want to take this idea, and I want to build on it further. First of all, that according to this, we could be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Shagas Arik. Soloveitchik and the Yotzer Gosha also uses this word to be Miyashiv the Kasha of the Shagas Arik, but does it in a different way. I think we do it in a more simple way. Now, what this is between the Miyashiv of the Kasha, what did the Shagas Arik ask? The Shagas Arik asked, how can the Rabbi say that Spirit of Sisus Hashayim is through Pasha Tzitzis? The B'nai Marova didn't say the Pasha of Tzitzis. They said the first Pasha and the last Pasha, but they left out everything important in the middle. They left out Spirit of Sisus Hashayim. So how are they Makayim Spirit of Sisus Hashayim with Emes Ve'emunah? So why did they say the first pasuk and the last pasuk? Who knows? For some reason they chose to say it, but probably just to get to Emes Ve'emunah. That's at least how you understood. The Bnei Marova, they said the first pasuk and the last pasuk just as a way to get from Kriyat Shema to Emes Ve'emunah. Not to do violence to the nusach of the davening. But really, their schiras was not in the parsha of Tzitzis. So how can the Rambam say that it's through the parsha of Tzitzis that we have schiras yitzias Mitzrayim? I think in the light of what Moshe is saying, I would say the following, that it's true that in Bnei Marova they left out Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. They skipped from the Parsha of Tzitzis, they skipped the Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That they didn't emes v'emunah, because it's in the Parsha of Tzitzis, and they didn't want to say Tzitzis, but they didn't want to say the Parsha of Tzitzis by Lion. But they did leave something in that is still part of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, even in the Nusach of Bnei Marova. So they said, "V'davish Moshe Leim, V'davim Neisel, V'matalem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes." So they left out Schiras and Sias Mitzrayim, but you still have Kabbalah. You still have Malchus. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is Malchus. The Malchus of Schiras and Sias Mitzrayim, Bnei Marova still had, and I think that's why they retained. At least that's part of why they retained this chelik of the. They didn't want to say Parshat Tzitzis. Can't get rid of Parshat Tzitzis without getting rid of Schiras and Sias Mitzrayim also, because you have to say you can't stop in the middle of a pasuk. So you have to say the psukim that we are in Achimoyis, and Achimoyis are going to have Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Fine. So technically, they couldn't have Tzitzis. They couldn't take out Tzitzis and leave in Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they took out Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim also, and they left out the bracha of Emes Ve'emunah. But it's still the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim Shabbai is still in the parsha of Tzitzis. So they still have that. Must they still retain the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim is the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim of parsha Tzitzis, which is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, that's connected, that the Torah connects to Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. But they skipped, but Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim itself, the Bnei Marova, they didn't say it in those psukim, that is what they said in the Nusach of Emes, in the Nusach of Emes Ve'emunah. And Abai said, no, we start the way they started. In other words, we don't skip it entirely, we follow Bnei Marova, that we start. But we don't hold from this kunst from doing from Pashas Achimais, and once we start, we already say the Pesukim the way they are in Pashas Tzitzis. Kapanim comes out like this, that the Rambam is not wrong. The Rambam says the mitzvah Pashas Tzitzis is for Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Pasha that Chazal chose with which to fulfill. The Rambam agrees that Midrash maybe could use other Pashas. But you have to say Pesukim of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, or at least Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim through Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Chazal chose Parshas Tzitzis. They could have chosen other Parshas that have Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But they chose this Parsha, because this Parsha has very clearly Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim with Sechiras mitzvahs and Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Yishem Elokechem and so on. And even Bnei Marova have that. So Bnei Marova, they didn't want to say Parshas Tzitzis. So they left out the Tzitzis part. Mainly they had to leave out the Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim part. But they still had the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs through Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then they added Emes Ve'emunah that this Yitzias Mitzrayim. So by the way, it's even in the middle of the Bnei Marova, we're still saying Parshas Tzitzis for the sake of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Meila, I'm not wrong in saying that we say Parshas Tzitzis for the sake of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, because even in the middle of the Bnei Marova, that was still true. that they said Parshas Tzitzis, not all of it, but they said the beginning and the end, for the sake of Zechiras and Tzitzis Mitzrayim, nowhere there's to attach it to Zechiras and Tzitzis Mitzrayim in order to have the Pasuk of Ani Hashem Elokechem, which is Kabbalah Olmach Hashemayim, through Zechiras and Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Now maybe you'll ask me, yeah, but what about Rav? Rav says they don't say Parshas Tzitzis at all. So in Rav's Nusach, clearly Zechiras and Tzitzis Mitzrayim is not being fulfilled through Parshas Tzitzis. I think, yeah, in the Chinami, that's according to Rav, but that's Gufu Bnei Merovah didn't accept. That's why Bnei Merovah didn't hold like Rav. Rav thought, forget Pashat Tzitzis. Just say, Moidim Anachno Lechol, you took us out of Mitzrayim, and don't do it through Psukim, through any Psukim at all, much less through the Psukim of Pashat Tzitzis. And Bnei Merovah held that. Bnei Merovah held that even by night, that they didn't want to say Pashat Tzitzis, they still thought that it's proper to say the end of Pashat Tzitzis. Because the end of Parshat Tzitzis is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is the Kabbalah Sol Machal Shamayim that comes out of Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and to attach that to Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, rather than to just have something that's not connected to Psukim, to the Psukim of Parshat Tzitzis at all. And Abai said that we hold like Mei Marova, that we do want to have recourse to Parshat Tzitzis. And once we start, then we don't do this Kunz Psukim and Achem Mois, we already say the whole Parsha, I what about Tzitzis, so fine, so it's extra. But this is where we get everything, and we have Zechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, and we have Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is Kabbalah Sol Machal Shamayim, and so on. We have it all in this parsha. And that's the Rambam. That's their Rambam. So now we understand why the Rambam included Parshas Tzitzis in mitzvah Sechiras in the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema, even though it's the mitzvah of Sechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, because it's not a different mitzvah, not a separate mitzvah, but the mitzvah of Sechiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is gufa in order to have Kabbalah Sol Machal Shamayim as part of as the outcome. Of Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah Sol Machal Shamayim through Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in particular, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, because Parshat Tzitzis is Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Reason why it's Chayim is called Mitzvahs Hashem. So Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is to be Mekabel Oil Mitzvahs through Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam says. And even though tzitzis is not balayla, but still we read it, meaning zichron yitzias mitzrayim, in order to get to schiras kol mitzvahs, kabbalas oil mitzvahs. Well, so maybe I thought maybe with this we can understand why Chachamim held that schiras yitzias mitzrayim is bayom and not balayla. After all, kol yemei chayecha could mean leilos too. You see, by offer teuchel kol yemei chayecha, by the nochos, by kilos adam, kol yemei chayecha could mean leilos too. So how come Chachamim thought over here that l'man tisker seim seischa meyaretz Mitzrayim means schiras yitzias Mitzrayim by yomim and not by leilos? The answer is that since schiras yitzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of schiras yitzias Mitzrayim, is schiras yitzias Mitzrayim in conjunction with kabbalos al mitzvahs. And since Kabbalah's own mitzvahs is primarily by day and not by night, because many mitzvahs are by day and not by night. There's no mitzvahs came out that are only by night. We'll see in a minute. A lot of mitzvahs, they have 24 hours a day. A lot of mitzvahs are only by yom and not by laila. So the totality, the fullness of Kabbalah's own mitzvahs is by yom and not by laila. So maybe I would have thought, Chachamim and Hakahol, that Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Sechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, together with Kabbalah's own mitzvahs, is by yom, and not by Lila. And here I would add, this is a famous Gaon, in the Haggadah of the Gaon, says, the Malkus from Rav Nachum Shklov, who said the name of, he said he heard from the Gaon himself. The Gaon said, what does it mean, Manish Tana Lila, then he called it Lailas? So the Gaon said that Lila, generally speaking, is Nekeva. Because Lila has mitzvahs Nekeva, and Nekeva has less mitzvahs than a Zohar. Zohar, and many mitzvahs that are Noyig B'Zohar, Uba Nekeva. But there are lots of mitzvahs that are Noyig B'Zohar and not Nekeva. The other way around, you have very, come out now. So that's mitzvahs Lila. You have lots of mitzvahs that are Noyig B'Yom of a Lila. There are mitzvahs that are Noyig B'Yom and not Noyig B'Lila. So Lila is Nekeva. So, says the Gaon, you have to know, Rav Chaim Voloshin said it, the words of the Goyen, they're like stars. To us they look small because they're far away, like their whole world. So it's not, you know, it's not some shuttle from Mayon Shalter, it's the gun, we have to learn it. The Gaon said that Manishtan Alayla Zeh, the child is asking, this night has so many mitzvahs that only knowing Balayla, not by Yom. It's such an unusual night. It's a night that's like a Yom. That's Manishtan Alayla Hazeh, Lashon Zohar. We call it Alaylois, which is Lashon Nekeva. Because usually lies in the cable. It doesn't have mitzvahs that are muted only by night. You have mitzvahs that are, most of the mitzvahs are either they're both or they're only by day. And here we have a Laila that has mitzvah zocha, that it has mitzvahs that are noig only by Laila. So many mitzvahs that are noig only by Laila. Matzah, Pesach, and Mor, and Sifrit Sisashayim, and so on. So that's the Shayla Sibin. Manishtan, Laila Zim, Yikola Lailas. And what's the answer? The answer isn't in the answer in the Ben Atom. It says, "V'gad to levin chavayim ahu leimer, b'avur zeh osa shem liyim imisayim." And the Gemara dash, the Chazal dash, and it's in the Agod. B'avur zeh leimatei l'vishosh yishmatzim morim unachum lufanecha. So if it's vishosh yishmatzim morim unachum lufanecha, so why is it v'gad to levin chavayim ahu? It's not chavayim, it's b'layla. So it's going, the Lel Pesach is like a yoyim. The Lel Pesach pack is like a yoyim. It doesn't have midus layla, it has midus yoyim. Ad kan, different culture of the goy. So, I should just remind me how muskur. They ask, the belt asks, how can the Gaon say Laila is always in the table? Laila is always up. You look throughout Tanakh, Laila is always up. Without exception, Laila is up. How can the Gaon say Laila is always in the table? And over here you say, Manish Tanakh, Laila is there. I think the Poshub Shat from the Gaon. Why did the Gaon do that? The Poshub Shat from the Gaon is that the Gaon held it for Etzim Laila is in the table. Because after Kabbalah, Laila is Midas in the table. It's look. Laila is Midas Adin, Midas in the table, Yoim is Midas. For Etzim Laila should be in the table. And that's good for the kasha. How good for the kasha? How come throughout Tanakh, Laila's always zocher? By rights, Laila should be in the cave. Laila, the etzim is midas in the cave. As you see from the fact that mitzvahs, many mitzvahs are not noig by Laila. Many more mitzvahs are noig by Yom than are noig by Laila. So Laila's the etzim midas in the cave. So how come Pakis losen zocher? The answer is because you see by Lel Pesach, there's no midas Laila is not noig by Yom. So you see that the Laila has the potential to have me to say there's the potential in the Laila to be nefach l'yoyim. That's what we say losadlove v'yor alavona karachama. That losadlove the midas Laila will become a midas sayoyim. There won't be any hester. So it's an encharami. That's good for the kashrut teretz. Manish tana Laila is it. Laila ought to be nekeva. Laila looks like nekeva. It doesn't have so many mitzvahs about Laila. So it looks like midas nekeva. How come all of a sudden I look at this Laila and I see midas zochet as the child? The parents is we got to live in Chavayim Ahu. Baba is it? Lel Pesach has midas yoyim, and that's not why Lila is loshen zocher, and that's why Lila is always loshen zocher, because you see that Lila has the potential to have midas yoyim rather than midas lila. I call upon him. If Goyin Taka said this, that mitzvahs that midas lila is not that so is that midas hayoyim is to have more mitzvahs, and midas lila is to have less mitzvahs. Lel Pesach is an exception. But generally speaking, there's more mitzvahs by Yom than there are by Laila. So mainly the full Kabbalah's mitzvahs is more by Yom than it is by Laila. So that's why the Chacham held, since Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is in order to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, Kabbalah's own mitzvahs. And Kabbalah's own mitzvahs in its totality is by Yom more than by Laila. So I would have thought maybe the mitzvah of Schiras Tzitzis Mitzrayim is by Yom and not by Laila. And I would add, Taimei mitzvahs. We're not required to say Taimei mitzvahs, but we're allowed to say Taimei mitzvahs. So maybe that's why Tzitzis is Taka B'yom and not B'layla. Because the whole Taka is that Tzitzis is Risa mitzvahs, Chatim is Kol mitzvahs, Hashem is Schiris Kol mitzvahs. Schiris Kol mitzvahs is Midas Yom and not Midas Laila. So mainly, just like Tzitzis is only B'yom and not B'layla, and it's not for accident, not by accident, Chazal chose Pasha Tzitzis to be the Pasha of Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Because that's the whole point, that it should be Schiris HaMitzvahs. The Ram puts it in. We say Pasha Tzitzis, Yesh B'Schiris. Why does Ram even say that? The Ram himself says that Parashat Tzitzis is for Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So why do you mention that it has Schiris Kol HaMitzvahs? Because Hainuach, the Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim is the Mekabel Ol Mitzvahs. So that's why they chose Parashat Tzitzis. Tzitzis themselves are only by Yom and not by Laila, because Schiris Kol HaMitzvahs is more by Yom than it is by Laila. So therefore, the Chachamah thought that without a Ribuy, without any reason to think otherwise, Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim likewise should be by Yom and not by Laila. It should be by Yom and not by Laila. Maybe it's not fair the question that we asked before. How can a Chachamah think that it's by Yom and not by Laila? The Pesach itself of Laman Tisra, Yom Teskom, Eretz Mitzrayim, Shut Shul Nikr is talking about the Pesach and the Matzah. But after Pesach, the Achal Tashom Shiva Shom Kefal Matzah, Laman Tisra, Yom Teskom, Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Pesach is talking about Laila, not by Yom. So even though we're Marba other days also, we're Marba the rest of the year as well. But how can we mark? But how can the Chacham think we're only marking Yom and not Leilos when the Pshutish or Mikra, the simplest part of the pasuk, is talking about Laila, not Bayom? The Teretz says, of course, Pesach by night, you have Skiris, you have the Skiris Tzias Yisrael. Pesach by night, you have Kabbalah and Mitzvahs. Pesach by night is Alay Lazeh. It's by Yom Ahu. Pesach by night has Midas Yom, it has a ribuy of Mitzvahs. That are night after that night. So of course, Pesach by night, you could have Skiris Tzias Yisrael. You could have Kabbalah and Mitzvahs, we could have Skiris Tzias Yisrael. But we're married for the rest of the year should only be by Yom, not by Laila. But Rav Lezer ben Azariah disagrees. Rav Lezer ben Azariah holds that Schiras and Sias Mitzrayim is not only by day, but it's also by night. And apparently he knew this in Sari even before he had a drosha. Because he said he couldn't even find a drosha. Actually, drosha and Zayim didn't have a drosha. But nonetheless, he held that that's the emes. That Schiras and Sias Mitzrayim should be relied on that by him. The emes, the Beis Halevi asks, and the Sivas and his parish of Nagod, and the Beis Hanisim also asks, if Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah didn't know Ben Zoyim was drosha yet, so how do you know that it's Balayim? Lezer chisi should tell me it's Yisrael Balayim. Means he thought it should be Balayim, but he couldn't find the pasuk for it. So if there's no pasuk for it, so maybe it's not true. So it's not such a terrible question. Maybe he had a Kabbalah Meir Abaisuf. But I think the answer is, in the light of what we're saying, that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah held that Schir is Yisrael ought to be by night as well. And so, before he had a pasuk. Why? Because even though Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is more by, is primarily by day, and the whole Schiras Mitzrayim is in order to have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. But the Blessed Man Azariah held that even though Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is more by day, but Kabbalah Sol Torah is more by night. As the Gemara says in Erevin, it's like, hey, le'ibah sirah elo le'gisa. The night when Leifu was made for learning. And the Ram writes in the Chastam of Torah, and the Eilam Loimid it's quiet and we don't have the disturbances. Today there's only the disturbances, they don't let up, but nice that Laila was made for Laila is the quiet time. Laila is the time of learning. So Elizabeth and I held that even though Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is more by day, but since Kabbalah Sol Torah is more by night, so even before you have the pasuk, you held that Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim should be by night as well, because Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim is for the sake of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim, that includes all mitzvahs, but also includes all Torah. So even though all mitzvahs is more by day, but all Torah is more by night. And clearly, this is the Kabbalah Saram. The Ram when Rav Lezer ben Azariah is Hakdama, Harayni Kiven Shivim Shana. So how did he get to be Kiven Shivim Shana? So the Ram says because he was learning Torah b'layla b'yom. It's interesting how it goes from the Ram. So Ram says that Ram said Halachah because he was Leimid and Hoge and Yerge and Torah Balai Luvayot. But Ram is stressing Balai Luvayot. So I'm not sure if this is the Kavanah Ram. You understand the Kavanah Ram? We could say anyway. That Rav Lezer ben Azariah, he was Zoichet to Kesset Torah. How was he Zoichet to Kesset Torah? After the Kaf, he was Kishikar and Shivim Shon. He looked like a Ben Shivim Shon. He was so. He Ravish Tadlus like the Ram says. And what was the Ravish Tadlus? He was Yerge Balai Luvayot. So Rav Lezer ben Azariah said, Harenik and Shivim Shon. So how did I come to that? Because I was given to Laila Miyoyim, the Ikka Balaila. Because the Einan Mlaimid Lurayb Chachmasi Ela Balaila. So maybe it was Pasha to me that Schiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim should not only be Bayoyim, but Mitzvahs is Bayoyim, but Al Torah is Balaila. So maybe he said it's a double Pasha, but he taught him Svara. Couldn't find the Remez Bapasa, but he taught him Svara that it should be Balaila as well. At Shadosh Ben Zoyma, that he read it into the Pasuk as well. So I think it's very mechuvin to the Gishus Haram. Omer lehem Rav Lezer ben Azariah. Rav Lezer ben Azariah said this to the Chachamim because it's connected. He said, just like this night, you're also like that tonight, Lel Pesach, you're secure of the Mat Tisker, so you're saying, Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yom Mecha Echa, the Pasuk says, we're Vassar of Gezavach, the Pesach, you're Chal Toshom, the Mat Tisker, so you're saying, Eretz Yisrael, Pesach night, you're also like that there's a mitzvah of Schir as it sees, of Kabbalah's own mitzvah, it's Mitoich Schir as it sees Mitzrayim. That's the Pshut Shalmikra. This is the Pasuk that we're talking about. And that maimed of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and Kabbalah Sol Torah, he was Dovik and the Chacham, he was Mishab with the Chachamim, spend the whole night in Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs and Kabbalah Sol Torah through his Kiras, it's Yis Mashayim. So Amr Lehem Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that I think that this night is a dugma for the whole year, that the whole year is this way, even though the whole year we don't have so many mitzvahs, but the El Torah that we have tonight, that we have the whole year. And I stayed up past Chatzos, I didn't have the carbon. By Mikor and Pesach it was only by Chatzos. But I stayed up the whole night because I wanted to be dovek with the Chacham. Salim and Torah b'layla. From Yoyinim b'layla. So in Mela, I hold that this is the way it should be the whole year. That the same way we were Mesapim b'tzias and Shrayim, we had Sechiris and Tzias and Shrayim the whole night through. That's part of Kabbalah Sol Torah. Not only Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but Kabbalah Sol Torah as well. And again, to me, for a blessed Mitzvah, the Kabbalah, the oil mitzvahs ended by Chatzos. But the rest of the night was all Torah. So Blessed Menazariah said, I hold from here, I see, from here, I believe that this is the way it always is. That therefore there's a mitzvah of spirits to see the whole year round. That's why it's in the Haggadah also. Because even though it's a mission that's negated for the whole year round, but it's part of what Blessed Menazariah said on that night of Kolos Elayla. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, it's not something that's going to do with Lel Pesach. Forget. Lel Pesach is the time when even the Chumim made that you have a mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Machal Shemayim to bring to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. Which is separate from the mitzvah of Sipur. The mitzvah of Sipur is a different mitzvah. Sipur is Yisrael Pesach night. That's a mitzvah of Halavai Doyle. But the mitzvah of Laman Tiskor is the mitzvah of Kabbalah, is here to see Yisrael to bring to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And Pesach by night, Hakoma, you even the Chumim agree. That there's an aspect of Schiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs Mitzvah Schiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Whereas the Menazariah holds that that's true the whole year round also, even though you don't have, again, it's even though a mitzvah maybe is more by day, but Al Torah is also part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, which is Mitzvah Schiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim, and therefore he holds that the mitzvah of Haskir Yitzchias Mitzrayim by Yom of Alayla, and the Pasuk but also Laman Tiskar, Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs by day, Kabbalah Sol Torah by night, deep into the night. And we shakav izaycha to be when now is that is the season of Skiris season shai. We should be zaycha to Kabbalah Sol Machal Shemayim, to Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, and to Kabbalah Sol Torah of Shleimus.